Jamaica surpasses IMF primary surplus targets for the 2016-17 fiscal year by over $12 billion. And government implementing strategies to reduce incidents of predial larceny. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
The government is reporting that the primary surplus outturn for the 2016-17 fiscal year surpassed the target by $12.8 billion. State Minister for Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, says the figure stood at $135.9 billion, which was 0.7% above the minimum 7% target for the period. She made the disclosure during her 2017-2018 sectoral debate presentation in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The primary surplus is the budgetary allocation earmarked by the administration for Jamaica's debt payments. Mrs. Williams says last year's outturn was driven by stronger tax revenue inflows and expenditure containment.
Of note, we got to the 7.7 primary surplus, not by cutting capital expenditure. In fact, actual capital expenditure of $42 billion was approximately 22% higher than the $32.7 billion for the fiscal 2015-16 and represented roughly 2.4% of GDP versus 1.9% in the prior year.
This, she says, is an indication that the economy is moving in the right direction. Meanwhile, the state minister says at US $2.849 billion, the net international reserves are at the highest they have ever been since 2002.
These resources are available for current account support in the event of unforeseen external events beyond our control.
Minister Williams says, while Jamaica's natural beauty, people, music, and food beckon to the world, the country faces the challenge of recurring extreme weather events, natural disasters, and rising sea levels. This is why the government is taking steps to improve disaster resilience.
So while we continue to make the needed reforms, structural and otherwise, while we seek to make our infrastructure climate resilient, we're very conscious that the recurring climate and disaster shocks can reduce our fiscal space and can increase the risk of our external accounts. A precautionary standby arrangement plus healthy net international reserves give us Jamaicans the assurance of a safety net, a strong safety net.
And Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says that there are several strategies being implemented to prevent and reduce incidents of predial larceny.
These include strengthening the legislative and policy framework, as well as collaborating with other entities, especially our partners in the criminal justice system, to implement special programs.
The minister was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He says there's an established relationship with key stakeholders such as the Ministry of National Security, the Ministry of Health, Crime Stop, the Jamaica Agricultural Society, and the Attorney General's Chambers. Private stakeholders and especially farmers have also been engaged in developing strategies to reduce incidents of predial larceny. In addition, the ministry, in collaboration with the Office of the Chief Justice, has sensitized parish court judges, clerks of the courts, and police officers on the extent, nature, and magnitude of predial larceny in Jamaica. Other initiatives by the ministry include the provision of 3 full-time police officers to address the issue and the implementation of a predial larceny victims and witness care unit. The unit will serve as a single point of contact for victims and witnesses in predial larceny cases. Over the last 2 years, the country has recorded a 50% reduction in predial larceny incidents. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.